comes up now in the fifth Mishnah of the third Perek, that a behemas kadshim can never be fed to animals. That's considered a bizayon of kadshim. As opposed to behemas chulin, the halacha is, why let it go to waste? You could cut it up and give it to dogs. So the only question on Yantiv of it's a behemas chulin shemesa is whether it was minamuchan, right? We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, it can't be muktza. It has to be prepared in advance. So if a person already had an insight that this animal was not going to make it already before Yantiv, so that das carries over to Yantiv itself. So behema shemesa lo yizizenim koma. Again, that's talking about a behemoth's kachim. A ma'isa v'shalu was Rabbi Tarfon, although they came to Rabbi Tarfon, they said, what a terrible thing, it's going to go to waste. We could feed our animals. Again, financial loss is still massive, even if you're just dealing with the carcass, with the nevela. And they also asked about a chalash and itma v'nichnas v'beis ha-medrash v'shal v'amrlo lo yizizim imkoman. Rabbi Tarfon turned around to Chachamim and said, nothing can be done with such an animal. Now the chalash and itma, truma shenitma, is subject to the din of Sreifa, this Xeris HaKasav, that you can't burn, whether it's Truma, whether it's Chala, that became Tameh on Yantiv itself. We have that halacha by the Karban Pesach itself, on Osar Mimenu Ad Boker Ba'ish Tisrofu, the Gemara in Tzachim and in Brachos Darshans, that we're not talking about Ba'Boker, the Boker Shal Rishon, Yantiv, but it means the Boker Shal Sheni, the next day afterwards, that the halacha dictates that you can't burn it on Yantiv. Now that's not obvious because by the principles that we've learned, you should be able to burn it. As long as it's a tzorach hayom b'miktzah. So if you were to burn the truma, right, as fuel to, let's say, get your oven going or whatever it is, or just to make your house warmer, well, that should be good enough. So again, that's a gzera sakasim. Mishnah Vav, enimnin al behema lechatchila b'yantiv. What that means, and this is all about the mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah sase d'oraisa of the spirit of Shabbos and Yantiv. Again, people, you know, they make fun of this. They say, oh, what do you mean? It's not Shabbistic. It's not a halacha. It is a halacha. The Ramban says there's an avirab Shabbos. So the Rambam also talks about this. He saw as a shvisa hanikaras. There has to be an affirmative atmosphere. So you can't, even if you think you're going to outsmart the system. So imagine you have the following situation. There's an animal that everybody's talking about. They're going to shech the animal, and people are going to take different shares in the animal. So I go, yeah, Israel, Steve, Martin, Judah, okay, we're going to divide it all up, and it's $1,000, so everybody can do the math at home. Everybody's on the hook for $250. You can't do that. But you can make such a deal that if we shach tomorrow, we're all going in for a quarter of the animal, we're all going to cover that. That you're allowed to do. And then they can shach the mechalkin b'neihem, whatever it is, lemechtzel, leshlish, lerevia, whatever the deal is. Maybe somebody wants to cover half the animal. Maybe they get a large family, they want 3/4 of the animal, but they don't want the whole thing, so they find a minority share partner to go with them. That all can be worked out. Me'er of Yantiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shokol adam basar, keneged akli, o keneged akofet. So when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he's a kula. So you can't use weights and measures in the normal way. It's gzeira derabanan on Shabbos and Yantiv. The Ramban says it's in a violation of the mitzvah saseda, right? Of yelachem shabbason. So let's say I try to figure out a way around. So the Rabbi Yehuda says there's an end around here. Let's say I can put it on the scale, okay, put it on one side of the scale, and the other side of the scale, instead of using whatever the normal weight is, so I put some kind of a kli, and I'll say, tomorrow after Yantiv, I'll weigh the kli. So I'll know exactly how much this was worth, right? I could use that as a placeholder. So Rabbi Yehuda is matir such a thing. The chachamim are machmer. The chachamim are made mashkichin v'chaf moznayim kolika and we paskin v'chomer like the chachamim. So the Ramban writes, why is this the case? I mean, that really won't violate any specific halacha. But the Ramban says, imagine what's going to be with Shabbos and Yantiv if people are going to do this. They're going to spend the whole day, you know, just weighing things out in this end-around mechanism. And there's nothing's going to be left in terms of a sense of Shabbos and the sense of Yantiv, because, you know, you figured out this this way to measure things without doing it in a typical fashion. It eats away, it erodes the character of Shabbos and Yantiv, which is so, so, so precious, but also so fragile. So again, this is something that has to be valued. Every time you have like a new invention or whatever it is, you know, by Shabbos and Yantiv, and let's say al pi halacha, you could solve all the technical problems. They have these really, in Israel, they have this thing called the Tzomet Institute. They come out with these, you know, very fascinating, very impressive devices that, again, b'shas hadchak, they're wonderful to rely on, whether they're wheelchairs or other devices to help people who really need them, but they shouldn't be relied upon in a normal situation, because it's what we call either an Ovda Dechol or a Zilzal Shabbos, Zilzal Yontif. This is the most important point, is that you have to work very hard at generating an environment where people really sense that it's Yontif, you know, and it's Shabbos. And it's such a shame, because when people disregard these things, let's say you have like a newspaper or something, and in the newspaper they say, well, it's distributed not on Shabbos, and they have 50 pages of advertisements in the back about housing and what this house costs, what that house costs, and the whole thing. And everybody ends up talking around the Shabbos table about selling and buying houses. That's terrible. That's v'daber davar. But again, technically speaking, you can't say it's a violation, because it's not like they gave out this on Shabbos. They say you can read it before Shabbos, read it after Shabbos. The fact that everybody knows everybody's reading it on Shabbos, otherwise nobody would be reading a printed newspaper anyway. Okay, you know, so you can find a technical solution, but that doesn't help in terms of the preserving the communal atmosphere of Shabbos. So this is something that, like I said, it's not anything that one person can accomplish on their own. It's something that the whole community needs to work on together, because if you don't have everybody's buy-in, it's really one of those areas where it's only as strong as its weakest link. So that great effort should be made to promote the experience of Shabbos, the experience of Yontif within a community, and great thought should be given to, even if something is technically permissible, is it advisable for a person to do in the context of Shabbos or Yontif? Hence the Chachamim say, Rabbi Yehuda, your solution is lovely. Very nice. We can measure a piece of meat out against the canister, and we'll measure the canister tomorrow. But you haven't accomplished very much as far as protecting the spirit of Shabbos and Yontif.